rebuilding tomorrow. Adolph Zucker has continued to build throughout the 25 years that motion pictures have claimed him. He has built one of the greatest motion picture producing and distributing organizations the world has ever known. He has discovered innumerable stars. His name has appeared on 2,500 films as the emblem of thought, entertainment, and creative genius. And those of us who have been privileged to follow along with him have learned that he is truly a master builder. I salute him tonight and salute his 25 years of magnificent accomplishment. I hope that Adolph Zucker will be head of Paramount Studios for many long years to come. And now, to the pale young man, twittering and trembling at my elbow, whom Boris Morris tells me is going to take over the duties of Master of Ceremonies. I'm terribly sorry, but I'm at a loss for his name. Anyhow, here he is.
Hello again. I mean Paramount again. This is Jack Benny talking, better known as Buck. That 1937 model of William S. Hart. First of all, I want to thank Mr. DeMille for his beautiful word picture of the McFarlane-Gibbons fight, Mr. Zucker and me. It was very nice. And now, ladies and gentlemen, I too would like to mention that on the night of February 14th, 1894... two important things happened in Waukegan, Illinois. The Acme pool room burned down, and Jack Benny was born. Jesse Lasky and Cecil B. DeMille were the first ones to arrive at my mother's bedside. And they asked her, "What are you going to do, Mrs. Benny?" And my mother said, "I'm going to start rebuilding tomorrow." Do you remember that, Mr. DeMille?
No.
Oh, well, I'll bet if I were Mr. Zucker, you would. Mr. DeMille? Starting out good, isn't it? Mr. DeMille, I want to congratulate you on your latest Paramount picture, The Plainsman, starring Gary Cooper and Gene Autry.
Oh, thank you.
Of course, you know I never bear a grudge.
What do you mean?
Well, you remember our little discussion when you started the picture. You wanted Gary Cooper to play the lead, and I wanted me.
Yes. And how did you ever make out with yourself?
Not so good. Of course, you know, I'd be the last one in the world to say anything against Gary Cooper.
Well, yes. Considering his size and your size, I don't blame you.
Oh. Anyway, Mr. DeMille, I want to thank you and Boris Morris for selecting me as the master of ceremonies for this silver jubilee.
Well, I wanted someone with hair to match the occasion.
Oh. Well, you'll find my jokes a little gray, too. You know what? By the way, Mr. DeMille, I understand that all the Paramount stars are appearing on the program this evening.
Yes, they are, Jack.
Well, I wanted to ask you, have you seen Carol Lombard around?
Yes. I was talking to her just a moment ago.
Well, I'm surprised he hasn't been over to see me. We're very friendly, you know. I have the next dressing room to hers.
Is that so? I've never heard her mention it.
Oh, well, you know how bashful she is. Shall I start the proceedings?
If you will.
Thank you. What is a master of ceremonies, anyway? Just a lull between the high spots of a program. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's with extreme pleasure that I... pardon me, folks. There's a friend of mine just came in. Oh, Bing. Hello, Bing. That's Bing Crosby, folks. I guess he didn't hear me. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's with extreme pleasure that I present to you now that distinguished and world-renowned conductor, Mr. Leopold Stokowski.
Adolph Zucker, for his vision, his courage, and for his achievement, which reaches every country all over the world. He's one of the great men of our country, America. But he was born in Hungary, and so we're going to play Rakocsi, the national march of his country of birth, in his honor. Thank you.
Was the Hungarian March Rakoczy, orchestrated by Gregory Stone and played by Leopold Stokowski. And I want to tell you folks, the way Mr. Stokowski does handies in front of a bandy is just grandy. Yes, sir. Ken.
Yes, sir.
You haven't seen Tara Lombard around, have you?
Why, yes, Jack. She came over to say hello to me just a minute ago.
Oh, you know, I have the next dressing room to hers right here on the lot. Yeah.
She didn't mention it.
Well, that's what I like about Carol. She doesn't talk much, you know. And now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to introduce next a fellow screen lover. A romantic personality who... just a moment, folks. Oh, hello, Claudette. Oh, Claudette. That was Claudette's troll way, folks. I guess she... Oh, well. And now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to introduce next a fellow screen lover, a romantic personality, a very fine artist, and one of Hollywood's greatest singing stars, Mr. Frank Forrest.
Thanks, Jack, for that lovely introduction.
You're welcome, Mr. Forrest. By the way, you're not related to Helen Twelve Trees, are you?
No, but I'm a cousin of Donald Wood.
Well, that fits, anyway. What are you going to sing, Frank?
Well, that number we rehearsed all week.
Oh, I thought you were planning a surprise. Sing, Frank.
My heart within your hand, I will obey at your command. Oh, love, I live within your magic hand. Love, I'm but a slave. Of love, dear. Here am I pouring my heart out to you. Love be mine, lift me to heaven above thee. Be mine. to see the heaven fall. Love, you hold my heart within your hand. I will obey at your command. I want you, love, I live within your magic spell. Love, I'm but a slave who will serve you well. Body and soul.
That was For Love of You, sung by Frank Forrest. And very good, Frank. That was excellent. By the way, Frank, before you go, you haven't seen Miss Lombard about, have you?
Oh, you mean Carol?
Yes, Carol.
Talking
to
her just a few minutes ago.
Oh, well, you know, I have on the lot. You know, I have the next dressing room to hers there.
Well, then you're making pictures again at Paramount, eh?
Yes, and incidentally, I'm working on a new picture, a new one right now. In fact, they're building the whole picture around me.
We are?
Yes, and as soon as I'm completely hidden, they're going to release it.
Well, good luck to you.
Thank you. The next attraction on the program, ladies and gentlemen, will be a... Oh, Fred! How are you, Fred? That's Fred McMurray, folks. Although I didn't find out how he was. And the next attraction on the program, ladies and gentlemen, will be a stirring drama which was written especially for this occasion. A swing version of Way Down East. Now, in this...
The matter said, what do you mean? Ah, that's funny, Charlie.
Very good, Jack. That's very good.
Come in, boys. Don't mind me. Folks, this is Jack Oakey and his friend Charlie Butterworth. Well, hello, boys.
Hi there, stranger. Hello there, whatchamacallit?
Hey, what is this, huh?
Just a couple boys on the loose.
Well, pardon me, fellas, I'm introducing the next number, and I...
I get it. You're the master of ceremonies here, huh?
Yes, yes.
That's very funny.
Well, what's so funny about it, huh?
I turned the job down.
Oh, you did, huh?
So did I.
Two smart boys, huh? Well, I turned down this job, too, but they told me either to take it or else. You see?
I worked here a long time. I know how it is.
Yeah.
Well, that's all right, Jack.
Dad living is going to and fro.
You know, Jack, you're all dressed for the occasion. Oh, that's a nice outfit you got on.
Oh, it's nothing, Jack. Just my regular soup and fish, you know.
There's egg on it, too.
I can always have it cleaned, you know.
There's an egg in it. How are you going to get him cleaned?
You know, my writers could have helped me a little bit. That's true. Funny, eh? Very funny.
Pardon me, sir, but I didn't get your name.
Oh, you didn't, huh?
No, I don't seem to be able to place you.
You can't place me. Only last night you were over to my house for dinner. Remember that?
Funny, I still can't place you. I'll never forget that dinner.
Charlie, that's my...
Oh, of course.
As I was saying, ladies and gentlemen, go away, boys. The next attraction this evening...
Hey, wait a minute, Jack. Tell me something, but they tell me you're quite a cowboy. What do they call you? Hoot Benny? Hoot Benny or something like that. Is that right?
No, it's Buck Benny, and don't be so funny, because I'm a real cowboy.
That's what you get from hanging around drugstores.
That's so. You're jealous, that's all.
So you're a regular cowboy, eh?
You said it.
Is it true that you ride a horse side saddle?
Well, Well, I'm starting out easy. Say, Charlie, be careful of this Oakey guy. He steals every scene. You know.
Well, he never stole a scene from me.
I was never in a scene with you.
That's just what I said, Jack.
Atta boy, Charlie.
You keep out of this, will you?
Ganging up on me, eh? Fine paramount spirit. Now, why don't you boys go away and let me carry on?
Go ahead. You're not bothering us, honey.
Hey, Jack, just a minute. Is Mary playing with you tonight?
Mary? No, no.
You mean you're working alone, Jack?
Yes. Why?
My box Benny flops again.
Come on,
keep it down.
That I get for being so democratic. And now, ladies and gentlemen, going from what we just did to what we're going to do, we now offer a cavalcade of Paramount song hits. Owing to our limited time, it will be impossible to give you all of the Paramount hit tunes, but we can give you some of them. That is, if I stop talking about them. So without further explanation, we are going to present on this Paramount Silver Jubilee program a cavalcade of Paramount song hits, featuring Dorothy L'Amour, Shirley Ross, and one of the composers, Ralph Ranger. The orchestra conducted by Irvin Talbot.
Again. fortune and the dream that was forgotten and the heaven in my arms was you.
the cavalcade of Paramount hit songs. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the phone is supposed to ring now. There's the phone. I was right. Pardon me, folks. Hello?
Hello, I'm just in calling Jack Benny.
This is Jack Benny.
W.C. Fields at Encino calling Jack Benny.
This is Jack Benny.
Just a moment, please.
Oh, hello, Bill. Hey, Bill. Hello, Bill.
Long distance.
This is Jack Benny.
What number are you calling?
I'm not calling any number. W.C. Fields at Encino is calling me.
You must have been disconnected. He'll probably call back.
Okay. Darn these phones. I did want to talk to Bill. Hello?
W.C. Fields at Encino calling Jack Benny, please.
This is Jack Benny. Put him on.
Just a moment.
Hello? Hello?
This is long distance.
This is Jack Benny. I'm glad to know you.
What number are you calling, please?
Listen, operator, W.C. Fields at Encino is calling me, Jack Benny. You know, Buck Benny rides again.
I never bet on horses.
No. No, no, operator. Encino is calling me.
Sorry, Mr. Benny. I'll have to call you back. Both Encino lines are busy.
Must be a convention in town.
Hello?
Hello?
Are you expecting a call from W.C. Fields at Encino?
No, I'm expecting a case of eggs.
Quiet, Ham.
Fine service. I wish I could think of a good crack right here.
Hello? Jack Benny?
Yes?
W.C. Fields at Encino calling you. Hello, Mr. Fields?
Hello, Jack? Hello, Jack, this is Bill Fields.
Just a moment, Mr. Fields. Mr. Benny's ready for you.
Oh, well, put him on, little lady. Hello, Jack.
This is not Jack, Mr. Fields. This is the operator.
Oh, well, where's Mr. Benny? I want to speak to Jack Benny.
I'm trying to get him for you, Mr. Fields.
Now, listen, my little petunia. I want to talk to Jack Benny.
How do you spell the name, please?
Oh, Benny. B-E-N-N-Y. Benny, as an overcoat.
And the last name, please?
That is his last name. The last name he had when I spoke to him last.
Benny Last. Just a moment,
oh,
please.
Oh, wait a minute, operator. Wait a minute. There's a slight misunderstanding here. I want to talk to Jack Benny.
At what number, please?
Jack Benny, operator. He's the Silver Jubilee of Adolf Zucker's party at the Paramount Studio.
I'm sorry. I didn't get the name.
Adolf Zucker's party.
Zucker?
No, not Zucker. You're thinking of Never Give a Sucker an Even Break. I mean Zucker. Z-U-K-O-R.
Oh, Zucker. Benny Zucker. Just a moment,
no,
please.
No, wait a moment, operator. Just a moment. Not Benny Zucker. Adolf Zucker. But as it happens, I don't want to speak to Adolf Zucker. I want to speak to Jack Benny.
Will you speak to either one of them?
Now listen, my little prune whip. Get this straight, will you? Paramount Studios are celebrating Adolf Zucker's 25th anniversary in the motion picture racket. They're giving him a big party. Jack Benny is the master of ceremonies, and I want to call him up and tell him a little gag. The gag is, why is a load of hay like a mouse?
Oh, I know that one.
Quiet, please. Jack says, I don't know, Bill. Why is a load of hay like a mouse? He pretends not to know the answer, so I say a load of hay is like a mouse because cattle eat it, much to Mr. Benny's chagrin.
I don't think that's funny.
Well, it doesn't matter whether you think it's funny or not. I just heard the show over the air, and I'm in my pajamas, and I can't be there.
What number are you calling, please?
Operator, listen. I'm in my pajamas, and
I'll get you the chief operator.
I don't want the chief operator. Now, don't be funny. I want Jack Benny.
Louder, please.
If I spoke any louder, I wouldn't need a telephone. Now, listen, dearie. Would you please get me Jack Benny at the Paramount Studios in Hollywood?
How do you spell the name, please?
Never mind, my little clown. Let it go. Just lie right back in your pillow, and I'll send Jack a telegram.
Silver Jubilee honoring Adolf Zucker. And here is your master of ceremonies, Jack Benny.
Thanks, Ken.
Say, I was looking for you, Jack. Where were you during the station break?
I made a personal appearance in Salt Lake City. Where was I during the station break? Oh, Ken, have you seen Carol Lombard?
You asked me that before.
Well, I mean since then.
No,
I
haven't seen
her. So crowded here, but she'll find me. If I look hard enough. Ladies and gentlemen, we are beginning the second half of our program with, just a moment, there's Gene Arthur. Oh, Gene. Gene, hello, Gene. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we are beginning the second half of our program with another number by Carol Lombard. I mean, Leopold Stokowski.
We are going to play Louisiana Creole, a composition of Ralph Ranger, one of America's most gifted composers. It's an expression in music of the sunlight and languor and sensuousness of our southern state.
Thank you.
Victor, was that your orchestration?
Yes, Jack.
This is Victor Young, folks. Victor Young. Was I disappointed in rehearsal when I found out it was Victor? I thought it was going to be Loretta. Say, Victor, I've been requested in this particular spot to play a violin solo. And I'd like to cut you in on it. For all, there's no use letting Stokowski get away with all that stuff. Would you object to having your orchestra accompany me?
Yes, I would.
That's all I wanted to know. Of course, I shouldn't play inside anyway. I'm really an outdoor musician.
Hey, what seems to be the trouble, Jack?
Well, well, Bob Burns. Nothing, Bob. That fit right in there, didn't it? Nothing. I asked Victor Young to accompany me on my violin solo, and he turned me down.
Well, as a fellow musician, I can sympathize with you, Jack. You know, I'm an old bazooka virtuoso myself.
Well, Bob, as musicians, we're not exactly in the same category.
I know, Jack, but I can't be funny.
Well, as long as I can't think of an answer, I'm going to leave you on your own here. Take it, Bob.
You ain't been doing it. Now, I was just sitting over there, and I was just thinking, what a coincidence this is that I should be here tonight. You know, and I want to tell you about it. You know, never in my life did I dream that someday I'd actually be up here talking at Mr. Adolf Zucker's Silver Jubilee. Now, that alone wouldn't be a coincidence, just me not dreaming that. But I checked up with Mr. Zucker tonight, and I found out Mr. Zucker never dreamed it either. Now, I was just thinking what a wonderful man Mr. Zucker is, and what a brainy man it takes to run all these different departments that he runs and run them all as good as he does. I want to tell you that's a tough job because I've tried it myself. I'll never forget the time that I was cooking breakfast outdoors one time, and I built a fire, and I started to cook my breakfast, and I put the coffee on the fire, and the grass caught fire. Well, now, I thought as long as the grass is burning, I'll just cook my bacon over the grass fire, but there was a wind blowing that day, and it kept me going to keep that skillet over that grass fire. And by the time my coffee got done, by the time my bacon got done, I was 8 miles from a coffee. Boy, it's the worst thing in the world, just as you get to a gag like that, to step on it. Just as you do. Well, we do it free and easy over on the craft. Oh, yeah, I'm not supposed to say that. But, you know, I was just thinking there's another thing about Mr. Zucker that has kept him going like he has. He hasn't swerved from the path one bit. There's a man, when he starts out to do something, nobody can change his mind. I was just thinking the other day, there's only one man in the world I know that's that way, and that's my Uncle Fudd. One time, my Uncle Fudd used to be a mail carrier down home, and he used to deliver mail on a bicycle. And I went down to see him one time, and I was going down the road, and I thought I'd cut across this field. And I saw a big sign up there that says, "Beware of the Bad Bull." And so I was just wondering whether to try it or not, when here coming from the other side, I saw my Uncle Fudd just coming on his bicycle as hard as he could tear, and the bull wasn't no more than 3 inches behind me. And the mailbag was just flying through the air, and I saw the bull was gaining on him, and I started to holler, "Come on, Uncle Fudd, he's gaining on you." Well, Uncle Fudd didn't let up at all. He didn't even slow up when he hit the fence. The bull wasn't no further than that, about an inch and a half back of him. And that bicycle hit the fence, and Uncle Fudd comes sprawling over the fence and slid on his nose in the gravel and dust, and his mail just flew everywhere. And while he's picking himself up, I started picking his mail up for him. And I says, "He pretty near got you that time." And Uncle Fudd says, "Yes, sir, he pretty near gets me every day." Thank you. That's where you come from.
That was very good, Bob. You handed me a lot of laughs, which I will use in the near future. By the way, Bob, have you seen...
Yes, I was talking to her just a minute ago.
Of course, you know I have the...
Yes, I know the next dressing room.
Well, goodbye, Bob.
So long, Jack.
So long. And now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to introduce a little lady who... just a minute, folks. Somebody else I know walked in. Hey, Mike. Hello, Mike.
How are you, Jack?
Fine. That's the janitor, folks. And now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to introduce a young lady who has had a remarkable rise in the cinema. A little girl who gets an awful lot of laughs, darn it. Paramount's newest comedy singing star, Martha Ray.
Won't you please come?
that, Knocking at My Heart, sung by Miss Martha Ray. Nice swinging, Martha.
Gee, thanks, kid.
I do look young tonight, don't I?
Jack, I want to tell you how much I've enjoyed working with you in our two Paramount pictures, the big broadcast and College Holidays.
Thanks, Martha. We did have a lot of fun together, didn't we?
Yeah, ma'am. Mm-hmm. Say, Jack, where are you going after the broadcast, kid?
Oh, I don't know why.
Well, I have my car out here, and if you want me to, I'd be very glad to drive you home.
No, thanks, Martha. I'm expecting Carol to pick me up. You haven't seen her, have you?
Yeah, she was talking to Gary Cooper.
Oh, still looking for me.
Well, Jack.
Yes, Ken?
Where's Carol Lombard now?
Oh, sure. Oh, Carol. Well. How are you, Carol? Carol, I was just telling everybody about my having the dressing room right next to yours on the lot.
Oh, you're not Carrie Grant, are you?
No.
Oh, then you're his valet.
No. You see, he has the dressing room to your left. I have the dressing room to your right.
Why, that's an alley.
Well, that's where I dress, in the alley. But if my next picture is good, they're going to give me a tent. Mr. Zucker's going to make it himself.
I see. That's nice. Well, is there anything you want to see me about, Mr. Benny?
As soon as I turn the page. Oh, you can call me Jack.
Thanks, Jack. You can call me Miss Lombard.
Well, now we're getting someplace.
You see, I'm in a hurry. Is there anything you wanted to see me about?
Oh, nothing in particular. I was just wondering whether you were going to do anything tonight after the broadcast.
No, nothing. Why?
Well, I thought maybe you and I could go out and have something to eat and dance, you know, sort of make whoopee together.
Well, I'm sorry, but I really have a headache.
Oh, a headache? Well, that's too bad. I'm awfully sorry. Maybe we could make it tomorrow night.
No, when I have a headache, it goes on for days.
Oh, well, I say. Well, thanks, just the same.
So?
Oh, Carol, I mean Miss Lombard, I'm giving a little party at the Coconut Grove Tuesday night. Would you care to join me?
Well, thanks, but I'm going to Santa Anita Tuesday for the races.
Well, my party's at night. You see, the races are in the afternoon.
Well, you see, I always wait for my horse to come in.
Oh, well, that's very thoughtful. Anyway, I'm glad you stopped by. I'll see you again sometime. Happy New Year.
Same to you.
I'm awfully sorry about your headache.
Thanks very much. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Carol.
But, Jack...
Yes, Ken?
How did you make out with Miss Lombard?
Oh, fine. If I were an aspirin tablet, she'd go out with me. I wonder what she sees in Gable, anyway. Ladies and gentlemen, the charming and distinguished Metropolitan star, Gladys Wathout, and our entire ensemble bring you the melodies from our Jubilee picture, Champagne Waltz. Victor Young conducting.
Magical sound of the merry-go-round.
Those of you who saw the Broadway success of a few seasons back, one Sunday afternoon, can never forget Mr. Lloyd Nolan's outstanding performance. Mr. Zucker saw Lloyd in this play and brought him to Hollywood. You most likely have seen him in the Texas...
Thank you, Jack Benny. Ladies and gentlemen, Paramount on parade! Tonight, the motion picture industry throughout the world in various branches and affiliations combined to pay homage to one man. Gathered here in the Stage A of the Paramount Studios is probably the greatest assemblage of motion picture personalities of all time to help celebrate Adolph Zukor's Silver Jubilee. We bring you now a few highlights taken from the life of the man who made motion picture history. June 12, 1912. Adolph Zukor startled the theatrical industry when he presented the world's first feature photoplay with the world's most famous stage star. It was Queen Elizabeth, starring the divine Sarah Bernhardt. 1913, Adolph Zukor presented the little girl who was soon to become known as America's sweetheart, Mary Pickford. 1914, Emil Shaw launched Paramount's Foreign Legion. 1916, the world thrilled to Wallace Reed and Mae Murray and To Have and To Hold, to Margaret Clark and Snow White, among others. 1917, America went to war. Those who had to remain at home needed entertainment. Paramount gave it to them. Mary Pickford and Jack Holt co-starred in A Little American. Douglas Fairbanks in Head and South. Thomas Mee and Lon Chaney, Betty Compson, and the Miracle Man. And a new comedy team that made the world laugh. Wallace Beery and Raymond Hatton in Behind the Front. They said then, Lafayette, we are here. They say tonight.
Mr. Zucker, we're here. Well, Ray and I are very happy to be here, aren't we, Ray?
Well, I hope...
Thanks, Ray. Seriously, Ray, you know I do get a thrill, you know, as I stand here beside you. It's been a long time since we worked together, but you look fine. You know, I've never seen you look better. You haven't changed a bit in these 3 years, you know that?
And, Wally, you haven't changed a bit either.
Yeah, you mean that, Ray? You know, I haven't changed in 20 years?
Of course not. You look exactly as you did then. Well, you've even got on the same suit.
Yeah, well, I got it paid for last week, you know. Oh, Ray.
No, I was only kidding. Won't you say a few words, Wally? You always did all the talking for the both of us.
Sure, there's only one thing. I'll tell you what you do. You ask Mr. Zucker if we can come back and help celebrate his golden jubilee, huh? Good night, folks.
Good night.
Continues to parade. Stars and more stars. William Farnham, Paul Lucas, Leon Errol, Florence Vida, Owen Moore, Corrine Griffith, Brian Washburn, Richard Dix, what names, what years? 1920, Lionel Barrymore and the Copperhead and John Barrymore and Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. 1921, Wallace Reed with Gloria Swanson, Babe Daniels and Agnes Ayres and the Affairs of Anatole, do you remember? 1922, who can forget Rudolph Valentino as he rode the desert sands in the Sheik? Paramount's parade of pictures and sensation swept on. 1923, The Covered Wagon. Who can forget those thrills? Another great comedian come to Broadway, to Paramount from Broadway. Who can forget Vice President Throttlebottom in Of Thee I Sing? Here tonight to add his voice to the honor paid to Adolph Zucker is Victor Moore.
When I was vice president, I never got a chance to make a speech. Fellow citizens, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Toastmaster, honored guests, Mr. Zucker, and listeners, I guess now you've all been taken in. The announcement about takes all of my time. All I can say is, if it's a good Paramount picture, Zucker made it. Thank you.
With Mr. Moore is another Paramount star. Ladies and gentlemen, I need not introduce to you Edward Arnold.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I haven't any script here. I can't say anything at all, except that if this is a sample of the 25th Jubilee, I hope that I'll have the honor and the privilege to be here at the 50th. Thank you.
Paramount Parade, 1924. Cecil B. DeMille's The Ten Commandments. Ben Pola Negri, Rod LaRock, and Ernest Lubitsch's Forbidden Paradise. Also the same year, Adolph Monju and the Grand Duchess and the Waiter. Adolph Monju is here with us tonight to renew his friendship with Adolph Zucker. Ladies and gentlemen, Adolph Monju.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not thrilled. As a matter of fact, I'm not even surprised. I expected this. This grand testimonial to a grand man. I expected this because I know Adolph Zukor. I'm only thrilled because the rest of the world now knows him as I do. Thank you.
Paramount Parade, 1925. Betty Bronson and Mary Bryan and Peter Pan.
1926, Ronald Coleman, Ralph Forbes, and Noah Beery in Bo Jess. And then pandemonium broke loose. From Broadway to Paramount came the Marx Brothers. 1927, Adolph Zukor brought Clara Bow, the It Girl, to the screen. That same year, the world saw Gary Cooper, Richard Allen, and Buddy Rogers in Wings. Soon, Buddy Rogers was to make the world sing...